Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you're going to speak to us today. To you be all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may take your seats in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, worship team. We're going to give after the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Say hello to your neighbor. I want us to pray towards the end. So I'm going to try and go through the word as quickly as possible. Hallelujah. We are in a season of fasting. And today I wanted to talk about prayer. Because there's no fasting without prayer. But I want to talk about it from a different angle. Many times we have viewed prayer as a place of transaction. And yet it's a place of intimacy. And in this season of fasting, it's my deep desire that we get away from the place of transacting and we make our altars a place of great intimacy. Amen. Because of the culture we come from, prayer is like going to a witch doctor. It is. When you go to a witch doctor, I don't know what he does, but he asks you for a white chicken. You take it there and you get your answer. If you don't get your answer, you go to another witch doctor. Because that one is not powerful.
Then.
Right? And then if that one has power, you keep going there. And then when his power is no longer at your level, you go to another. I have never had anyone going back to a witch doctor to say thank you. Because you paid for it, right? So many times that's how we treat God. If I fast these 21 days, 2024 has to look like this. If I pray these many hours, this is how you will bless me. If I pray at 2 a.m. and midnight, what do they say about those hours? 2 a.m., what's happening? You've not. Don't lie to me. At midnight, devil is what? At 3. It's at midnight at 3? I don't know, but around those hours,
Musawezo,
the windows are open, right?
And
the enemy is. So you need to wake up at that hour.
Kachoteko kuzuka musawezo no saba.
That is when. I don't know if that is when you defeat the enemy or that is when your prayers are answered. I don't know which one it is. Because for me, I believe that every time I pray, God hears me. Whether it is at midday, at 11, every time I pray, that same power is resident in me. I don't need to attack the devil at 3 a.m. in the morning. Amen.
Amen.
So I want us to change our perspective on prayer today. Exodus chapter 33. I think we're going to read, let's read from verse 9. Yes. And it says, when Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the door of the tent. When Moses went to pray, because the tent was the tent of meeting when he would go to pray. So when Moses went to pray, the glory of God would descend and stand at the door, at the entrance of his prayer.
Closet.
And the Lord would talk to Moses.
Katonda nayogera ne Musa.
And all the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the tent door. And all the people rose up and worshiped. Every man at his tent. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Moses returned to the camp. But his minister Joshua, the son of
Nun,
a young man, did not depart from the temporary prayer tent. What version is this? Amplified. Joshua did not depart from the temporary prayer tent. But let's focus. This last verse 11 says, and the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Now, my mind is doing all sorts of jumps and come with me. If God spoke to Moses face to face as he spoke to a friend, how did he speak to his son Jesus? When Jesus would go to pray, what conversation was that? He spoke to Moses face to face as to a friend. Right? How much more the son? How did he speak to him? But that's a by the way. That just came to me now. Now, then after he got his answer, because God spoke to him, Moses returned to? But his minister, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the presence. Moses left. Joshua stayed. What made Joshua stay? And they didn't say that after Moses went, the cloud lifted. Joshua stayed. In fact, they
said
the cloud only lifted when they needed to go somewhere else. And they don't even tell us how long Joshua stayed.
But he
stayed. It made me wonder. Could it be that hunger, that desire that caused Joshua to stay? Could it be that thing that made God call him a man with a unique spirit? Could it be the reason why when Moses failed, they didn't pick on Aaron, who used to speak for Moses? They went for Joshua. Because for him in the presence, he was like, where are we going? This is where we need to be. So what causes Joshua to tarry in the presence? Because some of us, when we come for prayer, you keep checking the time. You feel you've been praying for 30 minutes, you check it was 3 minutes. You check, you're sure it's been 1 hour, you check they were 10 minutes.
You
prayed for the goats, the chicken, everything.
But when
you check the time,
you
go for an overnight.
Overnight.
They pray. You're like, I am sure it's 3 a.m. now.
Basaba noga, sawa
kumacha.
1 a.m.
You turn around, you say, now let me pray. I'm going to even walk. You check the time. 15 minutes. You're like, Jesus, what is happening? Eh? So then you come back. Now I'm ready. Now I'm going to pray.
1 hour.
You pray.
No,
10 minutes. You're like, when is this overnight end? It's not the same thing. When you're talking to your boyfriend or girlfriend. Okay, those of us who don't have husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, your best friend. You talk. You go to check. It's already 1 hour. But mwakatandika, right?
You feel like you have just started.
Airtime na guako. Who is buying minutes? Again, you go to check. It is 3 a.m. I need to sleep. Tomorrow I have to wake up early.
But I was still telling you something.
6 hours later.
Ogendo kuzuka sawa. Oyogere de saa mukaga. Oina kuna abagenda ku mulimo.
Then there's this one of. You say bye. No, you say bye. Okay, you hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up first. Okay, let us hang up together. 1, 2, 3. No, you didn't hang up. But even you didn't hang up. I wish we could be like that in the presence. Okay, God, you first go. No, okay, you go. No, you first go, God. You be the first one. Okay, let's go together. Kale tugende fena. You escort someone up to Nansana. Nga you live in.
No, we kira omuntu paka Nansana. Mubira mutungo.
Then when they reach Nansana, you're like, today, it's okay.
Nansana ne mudaye mutungo.
What is that thing?
Chichecho, dadadana.
That makes you lose all sense of time and focus. You would do anything. You won't even eat food.
You even
use your car transport after, as you say, then you walk back home. Happy. You're
walking. Transport normally I'm ice cream. No time to get out of work.
John
17
verse. It says, and this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, to recognize, to become acquainted with, to understand you, the only true and real God.
Katonda owa namadala.
And likewise to know him.
N'okumu manyoyo.
Jesus as the Christ.
Yesu nga Kristo.
Whom you have sent.
Oyogo seka mafutera
go to me. So when God says,
katikana bwa gamba,
I give you eternal life.
Chinkubula mubuta gwao.
He's not just talking about you living long.
Tayogera gwe kubango wangala.
Or living forever.
Obo kubera oluberera.
He's saying that for forever.
Agamanche mirembe ne mirembe.
You will get to know me.
Ojia kusigala ngomanya.
You will understand me.
Ojia kuntegera.
Intimately.
Ogende buziba.
That word know.
Echigambe ekyo kumanya.
Why do you think?
Lwaki olowooza?
God calls you his bride.
Katonda akuyita omugole we.
Why are we his bride?
Lwaki tuli bagole be?
When you're engaged to get married.
After
they've announced you, they say, if you see them walking together, do not what? They are planning, right? Why? Because when you have promised each other to get married, you will always be together. Every day. 24/7. Amen. So imagine if you're getting married to someone you don't love.
Singo bango ufumbira omuntu gotayagala.
And you have to wake up every morning to that face.
Nengo genda kukeranga buli kumachanga olina omuntu oyo.
Because it's forever.
Wanga chalubelera.
Now God says,
Katonda agamba,
you are my bride.
Uli mugole wange.
That means
chitegeza.
For eternity.
Mirembe ne mirembe.
For eternity we are with him.
Mirembe ne mirembe wo
na abera. How are we going to do that?
Ogenda chikola paka.
If we don't love
singo batomwagala.
Our group.
Singo batomwagala.
How? I want us to cultivate a place with God. That when we enter to pray, it's not about what he can give. It's not about what he's going to do for us. It's that we love him. Can you imagine being married to someone? And you come home today, and they are like, one day today.
Now, what did you bring for me?
Have you cooked food? I've not eaten. How would you feel?
How
would you feel? Even if you wanted to cook it the next day, you might not cook it. I am married. The things that I hold dear are those moments when I'm seated with my husband and I don't have to ask him and he begins to speak to me about me. He's like, you see, I saw you today when you did this. I was so proud. And then I saw you do this. I said, that's my way. And then you moved like this.
No tambla boat.
And I said, see. Those moments when I have not asked him what he saw. You know these things where you come and you're like, did you see me? Did you see when I did this? Those ones, he might say, I saw you. that was nice. But that one doesn't teach. But when he, you didn't ask. And that is how God is. That when you come in his presence, and you're just with him, and you love on him,
no mwagala.
He begins to say, remember, do you remember that car you went to see that you wanted? I think it's time we bought it. You know, that is him telling you. Do you remember the phone call you got and the landlord? It's time. Let's sort this thing out. When he begins to tell you your prayer request, can you trust God enough? Because he says, even before you prayed, I know. Even before, he knows what you need. That you come in his presence and you're there with him, and then he starts to say,
well done.
I'm so proud of you. You did this. You represented me well. And only because you came into his presence and you refused to focus on what he can give you, but on who he is. Let's make it normal
katukifuule kya bulijjo.
That when you see someone fasting, you don't say,
togamba,
Bwana mukama akuyambe.
May God help you.
Because for you, fasting is linked to bizibu.
Kubanga gwo kusiba
osiba. I know bizibu bi.
This one, she's fasting.
Anonya mukama.
She's seeking the Lord.
No.
She has a lot of problems.
I don't have problems.
Sina bizibu.
I just want to fellowship with my God.
Njagala kubanga
sika nakatona. And I feel the best way to do it.
Ngira mpulira ekisingo kubanga chikola kwe kusiba.
I'm fasting this season.
Ndi mukusiba ebiro bino.
I haven't fasted for 2 years.
Because the
first year I was pregnant.
The second
one I was breastfeeding.
Now,
this January,
I was
like, I am fasting. The first day, when I felt hungry, I was like, I'm hungry. Oh my God, I'm hungry for you. I was like a little girl. Who had been given chocolate 2 years. I could not fast. I could fast for a few hours. One day here, but 21 days? Like this back to back? So this fast, I've been there and every time I feel hungry, I'm like, oh, I'm fasting. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm fasting for you. I can live food for you. And I have purpose that every time I come into his presence, I don't talk about money. I don't talk about, I don't know which problem, which work,
which
I come into his presence. And I'm like, you're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. I'm like, I purpose that I'm not going to ask for anything in this season. This is my challenge to us.
It's
21 days. Every time you find yourself in the presence and thinking,
come back
and say, God, what do you want to tell me? Anything you want to tell me, tell me. I don't want to tell you about the problem, the job, the friend,
No,
I'm not here for me. I'm here to know how you're doing. God, how is your
day?
What did you do today? I know what you did with me. But what else did you do? Talk to me. And let him tell you. And then pray based on the things he tells
you.
I'm not bringing, and I have no prayer request. I have no resolution. I have nothing. My one thing is, God, I'm in your presence for you. But he is such a loving God that when you come for him, he also comes for you. It's like even me, I came just to meet you. And so he's like, so this thing sorted. This thing sorted. This thing sorted. We need to fall so in love with God. And then our prayer places will become amazing. You'll go to pray and it will be like you just started. And you turn around and 45 minutes have gone. Meanwhile, you want to pray for 1 hour. And you're like, wait, we're running out of time. Can we do this again later? After, like, let me go finish. I promise I'm going to finish quickly and I come back. Because you're in love with God. Because when you go to speak to him, he speaks to you. He answers you. This is what
eternal life.
That we become acquainted with the master. That is not just him saying, geno kolechino, geno kolechino. Genda, I've sent you here, I've sent you
it
here.
It doesn't just tell you, go do this and that. Kutumia wanawali.
Comes.
Aja.
Says, you're my daughter.
Nagamba oli mwana wange.
You're my child.
Oli mwana wange.
I love you.
Nkwagala.
And that can carry you for a year.
Echo ne chikutwale okumala omwaka mulamba.
Do you understand? Do you understand my desire?
Otegera kuyana
kwange. That prayer can be so different.
Ntyo kusaba kubirenga kwanja ulo.
So
kusaba kubire kwanja ulo.
I met someone who asked me.
Nasinka no mtu yambuza.
But how do you do it?
Nayo chikolotya.
You're always with your husband. In the day you are in the same place. At night you are
Mutambula
together. For me,
don't you get tired of each other?
I want my husband to go work somewhere else and me I work somewhere else. Then we meet in the evening. And I said, yeah. me and my husband can talk every day, every hour. And we won't run out of what to talk about. It's the truth. We will talk during the day. Then in the when we get home, I'll be like, so how was your day?
Like, oh, we're together.
But you see, my perspective is not his perspective. We may have seen the same thing, but we have different views. So when we get home and begin to talk,
and then
we have one great thing in common. God. When we begin to talk about God,
even God sits among them.
He comes and sits and goes like, let me hear. And we can talk. Sometimes we talk, we turn around 2 a.m. We need to go to bed. But we spent the day together. Then we wake up in the morning. What did you dream about? This is what I dreamt. I think God was saying this. And this is what I dreamt. Before we know it, 2 hours. We were just talking about the dreams. How did 2 hours pass? So my husband works somewhere else. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how you do it. For me, the time he went to Jinja for 2 days, a weekend. I was like, what?
I'm going to
the message, the Zipukazi message. How are you? Now where are you? Muriwa? What to say? Nzija, I'm about to reach home. Now could jump on your music. Can't see Jay. So me, I don't understand. And that's how I am with God. Did I tell you? But the son you gave me?
Umwana guwampa.
Have I told you?
Nakugamba.
You do one. Like, just to be with God. There are no rules. There's no, like, just enjoy being in His presence. Open the word and enjoy it. That's when the word
will come. Because
He's the lover of your soul. He loves you. This is why He sent Christ. That He could have this communion with you. That every single day, even after spending the day with Him, that at night you sit and say, God,
let us talk.
This thing you did in the morning, only you could have done it. High five. Do you understand? Esther chapter 2.
This is a sura ya kubiri.
I'm reminded of Esther. Chapter 2, 15 to 18. I'm not going to read the story because I want us to pray. But she, when it was time for Esther to go before the king Haggai,
So
in this story, Haggai is the Holy Spirit.
Okay?
The king is God. And Esther is us. How many virgins came and when they went to the Holy Spirit,
they didn't
ask the Holy Spirit, what do you think God wants? No. They said, oh, that's nice. I want that earring. I want that hair. I want that shoe. I want that dress to go before the king. I'm told that some of them, by the time they went into the king's bedroom, they had gold from head to toe.
Because
everything they wore that night, they could keep. It was theirs. You understand? So they went in and said, ring, necklace, the big ones, the long ones, the short one, the crowns, the earrings, the dress, the everything. And Esther said, Hey guy, tell me what to wear. Because the one I want to please is the king, not me.
Sinze.
So scripture says that as she walked, everyone who looked at her, she won favor in all who saw her. You see, when you try to please the king, everyone who sees you can't help but just. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You want friends? Seek God. Find favor before
God.
Your relationships with this one. You want money? Seek first. Seek the lover. Spend time with him. Do what pleases him. Come before him and say, today, you know how you go to your husband and say, what do you want to eat today?
Me,
I don't know. For me, I only cook what my husband likes. You come to my house, you eat what my husband likes. I ask him, what do you want to eat? He says, for you, what do you want to eat? Me, I want to eat what you want to eat. That's how we should do it with God. God, what do you want? I will do it. And all these things that you want to follow you, they'll be automatic. She found favor in the sight of everyone who saw her. Simply because she chose to please the king. Then when we fast forward, all of us say, let's do the Esther fast 3 days dry. No drinking, no water, nothing. And then we shall go before any situation and we shall win. We forget that for her heart from the beginning was for the king. So even when she did the 3 days, when she goes before the king, and this is an earthly king, he goes, he sees favor. It's like up to half of my kingdom. What do you want? And that day she says, no. I want to invite you to a banquet. You stay with your kingdom. Come and eat my food. So they come the next day. She feeds him. She gives him everything he wants. And he's like, my queen, what do you want? He's like, no. Are you happy? Are you okay?
Oli musanyufu, oli bulungi.
Come back again tomorrow.
Omaona tencha.
And he comes back.
Nakoma wencha.
But some of us, we are going to fast 3 days. As soon as he says up to half my kingdom, he said, actually, I'd come for the other, but the half the kingdom sounds nice. It is okay. Thank you. At all, you make him even sign. Signing our number. Manyo kwechu, sir. Half the kingdom, sign.
No more and this name, popular.
Because I know men. Men.
Sajamba, man.
Acho, get a kati. Tomorrow. sign here. Esther was like, don't worry, keep your kingdom.
Agamba tofayo waka kawusigaze.
Come.
Yanguvuzi.
And I bet she cooked only the food she knows he likes.
Era yafumbe emere
sa jamajaga. She must have gone to his chef and gone like, what does the king like? So my dear Haman, who thought he had come to a banquet and he was being blessed, he was eating what the king liked.
They didn't cook what Haman liked.
And on the third day, after 3 days, the king gives her the signatory and says, you make whatever law you want. Do you understand? And I don't want us to transact. Because there's somebody here listening to me and saying, kati now let me go before God.
I'm going to do it after doing it.
Once we love on you, you're gonna give us what we want. Track record. You did it for Esther. What do you want? I want you to join the worship team. Okay, you come join the worship team. 1 month, 2 months. God. After all, the husband aliwa.
Where's my husband?
Huh? God, what do you want me to do? Let me cook for you food. Let me do everything. Half the kingdom.
Where is half of the kingdom?
What do you want me to do? I stopped talking to that person.
Okay. Okay.
It's okay. 6 months down the road.
Yes,
Mukama. What's that? Esther, it only took her 3 days. I've been here 6 months.
What are you about?
You help me as I help you. That's not... God sees our hearts. So if you're failing to love Him, just say, Holy Spirit, help me. That's why He's there. Don't try to do it yourself. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Teach me to love God. And when you come in His presence and you don't know how to speak to God, just go in tongues.
Just sit there and say,
I'm here. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to love you.
I'm in your presence.
And your life
will change.
Amen. Let's rise up on our feet. My sheep hear my voice. I know them intimately and they follow me. For you to begin to know God's voice, you have to have heard it. Not through your pastor, not through your friend, but you have to have heard His voice. Hallelujah. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. That's all I wanna be. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. That's all I wanna be. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. That's all I wanna be. It's that simple. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. That's all I wanna be. Just tell Him I'm a lover. I'm a lover of
I'm a lover of your presence. That's all I wanna be. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. That's all I wanna be. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We cannot love God without you. And right now, for everyone that is in this place, pour yourself out. Teach them to love the Master. Teach us to love God like never before. In our waking, in our sleeping, in our walking, in everything we do, that his word would fill our minds, would fill our hearts, that we would thirst for his presence, that we would hunger like Joshua, that we would not want to leave his presence. Make us lovers of his presence. Oh, Shika, make us lovers of his presence. That even after the 21 days, we won't want to stop, that we won't be so engulfed by your love that we cannot do anything. Father, we thank you. I want us to give in this same atmosphere. You're giving a love gift to God. This is you don't have to give. You don't have to give. You want to give to your lover. You want to give to the lover of your soul. Give him your best. So just prepare your offering right now. If you need an envelope, get an envelope. We have prayer tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Wednesday at 6 p.m. You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. May this week be for you. May this week be for you a week where the love of God overwhelms you. Where you fall in love with God again. Where you read his word and you can't get out of it. Where you go to pray and you could be there for hours. May that be your testimony. This week. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, he is the Lord of your life. And there is nothing missing. There is nothing broken. See you tomorrow. In Jesus' name.